This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. How confident are you at 877-881-1053? The Mavs will be back in the finals next year. Go ahead, leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous here in the G-Bag Nation. Segment's brought to you by Soda. That's state-of-the-art. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. The 682 says TB12 is going to kill it in broadcasting. I think so, too. He is a little generic for me. I think that's a factor as well, but that might be exactly what you need, you know, for mass appeal broadcasting that he's going to be doing. But beyond that, the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open. How confident are you, Brian? Scale of 1 to 10, Mavs back in the finals next year.
I'm going to carry that at about a 6.
Ooh,
I'm going to carry about a 6.
I like that. That's strong.
A lot depends on, I mean, I'm not so much worried about the Mavs because I think they've got the general manager that has gotten the experience. I was worried about him not having enough experience. He's got enough experience now.
For sure.
He's got the attention of others around the league. I think other general managers probably respect him. They probably knew him as a big time shoe guy. And now they're thinking like, and that guy got the moves he made got their team into the finals. So you have to, when you pick up the phone and call him, you're not going to pull something over his eyes. You're going to make deals with this guy. And I think he's aggressive. And I think we got the right ownership group in here, too. I really do. I think they're willing to spend money, do whatever they have to do. He talked about a plan for setting this thing up for 3 years. I believe him. At first, I'm like, an experienced general manager. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but no, he's got my faith now.
Chief, 1 to 10, back in the final.
I'm probably at more of like a 4.
Okay.
Just because I do think that I don't think I would have any other team in the West higher than like a 4 on the confidence meter that they, the one team, are going to beat the field going to the finals. I think it's going to be extremely challenging. Who knows what the injury landscape looks like, but you can tell there's a lot of young teams that are on the up and up. And I do think the Mavs will be right there for sure. But how much does all this extra basketball and the wear and tear, shorter off season, how much does that play into it with them, with just especially in particular Luka and the fatigue that'll start to set in again as next year goes on? And we'll be talking about, well, man, there's a lot. He's been playing a lot of basketball. Nico said today, as long as he can walk, he's probably playing for Slovenia. So I think it'll be a bit of an uphill battle to get there, but they'll be right there in the thick of it.
Wolchuk?
Yeah, I'll probably go like 6.5. Mm. I mean, I like their chances. And now the West is a juggernaut. I mean, we just talked about all the teams that are improving and going to get better. Like, Houston was a tough out last year. I mean, the Mavericks had to have like one of those crazy comebacks. Ime Udoka seems like he's got them going in the right direction. I do like their matchups, the way they match up. Now, we'll see what Minnesota does to maybe tweak some stuff. I mean, do they make a big move? Does Karl Anthony Towns end up leaving? Do they make a trade there? But I think they match up well. Now, Denver, they can beat. We didn't get to see them in a playoff series. Mm. That would be exciting to see. But I think that when you look at Derek Lively and how much better he's going to get, I think this team has a chance to be right back there.
Man, that's awesome. I think six is an awful big number. Like, I was looking at it like you gotta put all the teams and comprise the 10, the yeah. full 10 out of it. So, you know, I think Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Denver, the Mavs have roughly the same amount of chances. Then you have to include what could the Clippers do if the moon and stars align for them? What could a Houston, a San Antonio do? I don't think the Lakers are a factor. I don't think the Suns are a factor, but mathematically they got to be somewhere in there. But I'll tell you how it could get as big as a six, six and a half. And we'll start here with the smokingcuban.com's 10 reasons they will be back. They have the perfect balance of youth and win now players. And to me, there's a lot of different ways you could look at that statement, but you have Kyrie Irving, 32 years old. You also have two future picks you can move, Hardy and Green. Mm-hmm. I think you can't wait at this point. You got to put the best possible player on this team and go for it right now. Like, it's a three-year plan. We have 1 year down. We got two to go before your second best player is looking really old at 34, 35 years old, possibly. Maybe already showing signs. So I think you got to be very aggressive with how you use these chips to get really high-end two-way players.
You've battled three of the better teams in the West. You know, you figured out how to beat them along the way. You know, it's not like, okay, well, how do you beat Oklahoma City? Well, how do you beat Minnesota? Well, how do you beat, you know, they played playoff series.
Yeah.
And they're like thinking, okay, our plan holds up against Minnesota.
Yeah, you match up
well. Our plan holds up against Oklahoma City. You got to have confidence that it. The Denver one is a little scary,
right?
You know, that's an unknown. But, and then you know Boston's like 15% better.
Yeah,
than you.
Yeah. You got to find a way to win your conference to get to the finals. Sure. I mean, and then now, you know, what did the Celtics do? They went out and got Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
you need to find somebody that is going to give up on a player that is going to be that difference maker guy for you.
I like that. You just got to get back there, and you've proven that you got the numbers of the West, and I think you were constructed very favorably yeah. to give Denver all they can handle and more. I think I'd say above a 50% chance in any of those series I'd be picking Mavs. Number nine, Luka and Kyrie are one of the best duos in the NBA. Still no doubt about that, even though maybe Kyrie lost a little bit of shine with the unfortunate matchup against Boston and OKC as well. Number eight, Nico Harrison will improve the roster before next season. How confident are you in that, guys?
Like, I got to be crotch first confidence in that, right? Mm. Like, I've got no doubt. I mean, it's amazing the difference a year makes when the conversation is this too big of a task for Nico? You know, nobody knew really, was he capable of doing this job? Now you're looking at him like, this dude is one of the best executives and GMs in the sport. I think the Jaden Hardy conversation is one they need to decide on. He's going into his final year of his rookie deal. Is that a guy you want to lock up, go no. ahead and get an extension done with
no.
now? Or I think he's probably your best trade, one of your best trade assets, because I think there's other teams to look at his skill set and say, we'd like to add him.
Yeah, at his age, if you are a young team that has a veteran on your squad who wants to go be a part of a winner, Hardy's the kind of guy that you're happy to get.
Yeah, and an elite scorer.
Got some upside, can put on a show. Maybe he matures in a way that he can be a building block for our next championship window. But you know, that to me is, I think, the opportunity you got to be looking for if you're the Mavs. And I am confident in Nico. I just don't know if he's going to want to do it now or wait. You know, but the chips that he has aren't much when it comes to free agency. And he might just end up bringing back essentially the same team and then waiting for the season to start and then trade deadline. But I'd almost guarantee that by the time we get to next trade deadline, that the roster will have a significant addition.
I would agree with that for sure yeah. as well. Yeah, I don't think that, I mean, they're actively trying to get this roster to championship caliber. They know they're close, and like you said, like, this is the time. These next 2 years is a great opportunity for you. I think they understand that, but their hands are a little bit tied when it comes to the offseason stuff. So we'll see. Maybe they get an awesome deal on draft night and the team's yeah. ready to take on the THJ contract and boom, here's a piece. Awesome. But you can rest assured that by the trade deadline, something's going
to
happen.
I think he's done a really nice job of what he has to work with. He's navigated that well, and he's cleaning up the mess of some previous regimes that's kind of hamstringed him a little bit with some trades and stuff like that, that you know, he's taken care of. I, The confidence I have in him is tremendous. And I wasn't sure. I mean, I wasn't sure how this was going to play out. How are you going to, this guy, I mean, you have to be a savvy, we've seen these guys, the Sam Prestes, the guys like that, the Bob Myers, the guys that have built these championship teams, make trades, move around, have flexibility with space and all that. He's done some things without a lot of flexibility that you have to give him credit for.
Okay, how about number seven, Wolchuk? Luka will enter next season stronger than ever. You buying that?
I'm interested with the injuries and what he looks like in the Olympic qualifying, right? Because Nico's correct. Playing for his country is the thing probably that means the most to him. If he is able to walk, he's going to be out there. So I do think ultimately we're hopefully going to just get better and better versions of Luka. I think he took a step this year, maybe being embarrassed game three at the biggest stage and then losing when you were so close in the finals. I'm hoping that does turn into a stronger and better version of Luka Doncic next year.
Yeah, it's hard, with players, you can tell them again and again and again, like Jason Kidd, this isn't going to be good enough. You have to fix this. And until the guy goes through it and fails, and, maybe it's difficult to process in a way that actually, generates some process in the offseason.
Yeah, I don't think a leopard changes his spots, sir. I've said that a bunch, and I don't. I think this is the way he's going to operate. He's going to play offseason basketball. That's his way of getting in shape. Running hills and using moving tires and stuff like that, I don't think is his game. I think
you don't imagine Luka Doncic. Do you think he's ever flipped a tire?
I don't think I can't say that he's ever flipped a tire, but I would say it's probably not likely. I would say, the heavy rope thing, when you do that thing, I'd say Luka's way of playing basketball is gets him in shape. And that's what he's always going to do.
Well, he did have that like sidewalk thing by his house in Slovenia.
Yeah,
that
it seemed like down,
he
yeah.
was doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how much running he was doing.
He's not running hills like Jerry.
Brisk
Jerry
walks.
I don't think it's going to change, but I think when it's time to make baskets, he'll make baskets. Yeah.
So you don't believe in like the emotional maturation and that kind of thing,
like maturity. I think Kyrie's a great example. We've seen it. He's a different player than
he was in
Boston.
Not that he's going to go from what he just was to perfect, but like, do you imagine seeing the incremental improvements there?
This guy's been a great player without having to do all that. He's one of the top three players in the world, and he does it without working out and being like spending millions of dollars on physical
fitness.
That's very
true.
He can, LeBron, great. Okay. Smoking cigarettes and pounding beers and playing basketball. That's his gig.
Yeah, I mean, the 682 says I'm sure he's flipped a burger before, if not a tire. Yeah. So, I mean, but I would disagree with that. I'd be surprised if Luka's ever cooked a burger in his entire life. Mm-hmm. He's been a professional basketball player since 13. He didn't need the high school
gig. You think it is like
burgers.
His flat in Madrid?
And he's got like
he never
a chef
made
now.
Some paella or anything like that?
I think he's more of a schnitzel guy.
Oh, is he?
Is he really?
Yeah, schnitzels and dumplings.
Schnitzels go well with heaters. That's been proven true for many, many years.
That and chili dogs.
I hope he's a Brian Windhorst guy and he listens to that kind of feedback, not the enabling nonsense, Brian.
He's laughing at. Did you call me nonsense there?
No, I called your enabling nonsense.
I think the Windhorst thing didn't bother him one bit. I'm going to say that. I don't think it bothered
him. No, you're probably right about that.
He goes, I'm a top three basketball player in the world. You're a man that like talks with your hands and makes points, and your jacket size is a 62.
Whoa!
Hey, you're calling me out for not being in shape, bro. Let's look. There's reasons why we don't do stand-ups with you there.
Bit fair, yeah.
I'm just saying, he called another man out for not being in shape. Think about that. That's the pot calling the kettle black.
But his job doesn't require fitness or quickness.
It'd be nice, though, if you don't take up the whole screen.
Oh, my gosh.
I was wondering when Wolchuk was going to step in here. There's been a lot of fat shaming going down.
Gracious.
And if that was coming from me, I think Wolchuk would have something to say. He's given Broadus a fat guy pass.
Hey, you know what?
If Brian gets it. Brian's been heavy in his life. You'll point the finger, have that experience.
You saw me in 2020.
I'll tell you what.
That face was getting pretty round.
No, I'm just telling you, man. It's, when you do that, be careful. I don't think he paid attention to Windhorst at all.
We'll be paying attention to Eric Chiafalo coming up next. Isn't that right?
I don't think anybody's taking a bigger L this week than Brian Windhorst.
Good after gosh. What
shot is just terrible.
Got a sideswipe drive-by situation.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.